Hi guys, and welcome back to Travel Troubles. If you're wondering why I'm here with Lauren and Holly,
you just done that completely wrong.
Holly and Lauren, and they're looking a bit grumpy with me. Is this because we started filming the podcast and we're probably about 10, 15 minutes in and I hadn't plugged in the microphones? So welcome to Travel Troubles, guys.
It sucked.
And we're slightly off cue, but I'm not going to worry about that. If you're watching this...
Ignore the shuffle.
Ignore the shuffle. And if you're new here and you've never been to Travel Troubles before, then it's about our troubles with our travels and with each other. We like to give each other reasons why we hate each other and why we like each other while travelling. And we like to talk about our week. So let's quickly move on and talk about our week. Because we started this, as I said, and why you plug the microphones in? So, and I already know that these guys have got so many issues with me this week.
That was another
And I think
one.
The microphone is going to be literally just the one.
We'll just add an anti-ballist.
Straight on top.
So let's do the summary of the week then. So where was we when we last
We were in Krabi.
Yeah.
Were?
Yeah.
Not was.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now we are in Koh Lanta. Which is still part of Krabi
Province.
Krabi Province, whereas we were in Krabi Town slash.
And we went around the islands?
Yes.
Seven islands?
Yeah.
Although, was it seven islands? I think it was six islands and a bay.
I think, yeah.
Six islands and a bay, and two of the islands were attached, and one of them we didn't actually go on.
Yeah, so
It was a very...
So they say seven islands, it's probably like four.
It's about five stops, or something like that, but it was very
We saw more than seven islands, you kind of like...
Yeah, as you're going around.
Yeah.
We did nice. We done some snorkeling. Well.
Leave that.
Me and Holly done some snorkeling.
Sean drank the ocean.
Yeah. Salty boy.
And then we travelled from... Phuket to where we are.
No, we didn't.
No, we travelled from
Krabi Town Krabi to Koh Lanta.
To Koh Lanta. Okay. And we've been here for a couple of days now. We just finished a cookie class today, haven't we?
Yeah, that was fun.
But the one thing I want to talk to you about, guys, is if I say the word princess, what comes to mind?
You. Show me my room. Person, show me my room.
This
person.
Is me.
Person, are you coming? Person, come.
So Holly, go on, you'll give me...
No. You give me room price and tour price.
This woman, honestly.
No.
Whoa. I wasn't even eating. Right. I wasn't even eating that morning.
No.
Was I?
No.
She gave me indigestion.
Yeah.
Like, she walked in, straight off the bat, I was like, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, you could tell by...
Her presence.
Yeah.
She left her parents outside.
Yeah.
She made them sit down outside.
And we're also pretty sure this isn't even the first hotel she'd done
no.
it with. The way she'd done it was absolute pro level. Like,
she walked in and she was like, you will give me a price cheaper than booking.com. And I was like, really? You're going to honestly speak to someone?
She didn't even greet the person.
Just you will give me a price cheaper. And then you will do this. You will do that.
Yeah.
You will give me... And then she was wanting to go on tours and stuff, and she's like, yes, but I don't want to do this and I don't want to do this.
No, but I've been to Koh Phi Phi already, so I don't want to go to Koh Phi Phi. Like, no,
yeah.
Don't pick that tour then.
And then she picked the Seven Islands. She wanted to do the one that we were doing.
Yeah.
Which we were waiting for at the time.
Yeah.
And she asked if she needed a bikini. Love. I'm going to be on a speedboat seeing islands.
Going snorkeling.
Yeah, you might need a bikini, love.
Mm.
Yeah.
But,
no, to be fair, apparently she didn't need to go snorkeling because half of our group didn't do it anyway.
Yeah.
She just... Yeah.
Princess.
She demanded to see her room.
Yeah.
Which she hadn't paid for yet.
Which she hadn't paid for, yeah.
I would understand if you were acting like this in a five-star hotel, but we were in, like, a step up from a hostel. I mean, it was lovely, but it was
beautiful.
A step up from a hostel.
It was a cafe at the bottom of it,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Open to the public.
Uh-huh.
That's the level of it it was.
Yeah.
It was a cafe hotel, it's called, like.
Yeah.
It was a lovely hotel, one of the better ones we've stayed at, but, the jokes we were making with
the
staff.
The receptionist.
Afterwards. It was your guy, patience of a saint.
How have you not stabbed her? Because I would have.
Yeah. But it does, like, make for good jokes with him later.
Yeah, but if it was me, I would be like, I'm sorry, I'm not serving you. Like, if you don't know how to... And I understand, I believe English was also her second language, as well as, obviously, the receptionist.
Yeah, so it could just... But no.
No.
But there was no please, there was no thank you, there was no, like...
It was the demandingness of
the
common
tone.
Decency.
Yeah, it was the tone.
She spoke down to the people.
It would be different if she was quite abrupt, as a lot of people who English aren't their first language can seem, but their tone's normally nice.
Yeah.
Whereas her tone was just, you will do what I want, I don't care about your rules, your policies, like anything. Yeah. She was just, no, no, I want what I want, and if you're not providing it, you will provide it.
Yeah.
I don't think the parents spoke English because they couldn't...
No.
They didn't understand how that she was talking. I don't think...
No, they weren't aware.
And
they
just,
were just sitting ready for a nice wee holiday with their daughter, and she's in here causing it.
Yeah. So that was quite fun.
Yeah.
Has anyone else been a bit of a trouble this week? And who wants to start?
What?
I was moving on to the next bit where we talk about troubles with each other.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because I know. All right, okay, I'll start with this week. So my week is a doubler.
A doubler?
So it's the negatives for these two.
Oh.
So,
stealing my chat from last week when I doubled up.
No, but it's like a... We already know that Holly is indecisive.
She's worse.
You're worse.
You're worse.
Is indecisive
too.
Oh my
gosh.
But these two kind of bat heads. And it's not like the indecisiveness would be like, all right, so at least the decision will be made. No, it just becomes more indecisiveness. And it makes it harder for someone else to make a decision.
No.
No, not happening.
No, do you know why?
Why?
Because what you two do is you make me, because I'm the common denominator, you make me the decision, make the decision for both parties. There are some points I'm like, I'm not making the decision, you can do it. Not doing it, sorry.
I'm a people pleaser, can't make decisions in case somebody doesn't want to do it.
Well, please people and make decisions.
I don't know how.
I don't like the wife doesn't like the decision that I then make.
I don't know how many times we spoke about elephants during this talk. Like,
no, right, that's because that's probably going to be her trouble with us. It's like hyperfixation that may or may not have occurred.
But
have we booked the elephants?
I want to give you a positive based on that. This isn't your actual positive. This is like me, like, stepping back and not going, right. Your indecisiveness worked like a charm today. So when we were choosing the menu for food, all of us, there was a group of, how many of us? Nine of us.
Eight.
But each separate group had to choose a menu, so we had four meals to make.
A dish.
And the fact that these two are so indecisive, and we came up with three between all three of us, we were like, let them choose first, and we'll pick the last one.
I was very sneaky with that. I was like, oh, what are you guys going with to the girls across in the east end? And I was like, oh, yes. And then I was like, right, guys, we're down to these two. And then, to be fair, we were indecisive, and Tim still had to come back 2 minutes later.
But we also, you two have a really good talent of, I don't know what I want. When the person comes over, I'm like, are you guys ready? And I'll choose when it comes to me.
Yeah,
and
see what falls out of
whatever comes out of their mouth.
Yeah.
And we will stick with that.
Yeah.
But
even
it's
if
really
we end up getting something we don't like.
It's really awkward calling someone over and like, oh, yeah, we're fine. Yeah, I'll have this. I'm like, please say something, because otherwise I now look like I'm just really hungry and these two just don't know what they want. I've just called someone over.
Like, you're brilliant.
Yeah,
making
pick
decision.
Something. Which
works, though.
To be fair, you need to be told that sometimes.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, so that's my troubles with you. Go on. Do you want my positives with you?
Yeah, go on.
Well, let me just check my laptop because I need to remember what they are.
Do we get one each this time, or are you just amalgamating us again?
Yep, you get one each. So
okay.
My positive about Lauren is the fact that you're making us do more.
Oh, okay.
So, as in doing too much more, like tours and going to see places. So since you've been here, we've done Seven Islands, we've done the cooking class, we've got Kofi Fi tour tomorrow. We're looking at other tours and places, so you are making us do more. It's really nice, and we're getting to see a lot more, and I like that. And my positive about Holly is the fact that you've not been too well this week. I'm not going to go into too much detail because I don't think anyone wants to hear about it, but my positive view is the fact that even though you've not been well, you've kind of pushed through it a lot of the time. I'm quite happy, like, even, like, you couldn't eat a lot of the time. Let's just go with that. So, like, you would sit down and breakfast, even though that you were hungry. I don't think I would have the willpower to do that. I'd just end up making myself more iller. So that's my positive about you this week. You've done really well pushing through.
Thanks.
And I feel like you've now know, like, you can't eat spice.
Yeah.
And it's something that you actually quite enjoy. Mm-hmm. And being in Thailand, and you don't want to be seen as the person that cannot.
I don't want to be seen as the weak Westerner. No.
Yeah. But you've now decided that probably while we're out here, spice is off the cards, at least for a couple of weeks. Well, a week. So that's my positive about you.
Thanks.
So, Gunnan, I'll let you move on to your negatives about Lauren. I don't think you probably have any about me, do you?
Start with me, friend, and then you can bully him.
We're just taking a little drink of
water. My negative about Lauren is that she's decided to take Sean's team this week, not mine.
Oh.
The amount of times that I have been told that I'm wrong, and they too gang up on me. I'm like, no, no, you're meant to be on my team. Even if I am wrong, you're meant to stand on my side, not his.
No, but I do. So my fault he's got the same stupid brain as me. But see, to be fair, see, when the money thing was happening, because it was stupid and he done something stupid. I admitted he done something stupid. But I also came up with a solution that was completely different to how he done it.
Money matters when it comes to Sean is like...
Sean's
if you
good.
Don't have a logical mind,
yeah,
don't bother talking
Sean's
to Sean.
Sean's good with math. Us two, maybe not so much. And when Sean tries to explain stuff...
And one ear and the other.
Yeah, just... Phew. And then I think that I'm quite logical. So I'll be like, no, it's this way.
No.
And then Holly, who's logical in a different way, goes...
No.
No, it's not that way either. So then we just go in circles and then we don't talk to each other for... half an hour, but then we're on okay.
Yeah. And then, as he touched on earlier, elephants. I've never wanted Nelly to pack her trumpet and say goodbye to the circus so much in my life. The two of them for 3 hours, and that's not even an exaggeration, 3 hours sat and hyper-fixated on whether we were going to go see elephants or not. Now, elephants is a big taboo subject, I think, and... Thailand amongst Westerners, because it's hard to know whether the sanctuary that you're going to is actually ethical or not.
Yeah.
And fair enough, yeah, they did. We were trying to do research, but I was like, look, it's too difficult to try and decipher, because the ones that are saying they're ethical are showing pictures of people riding them, so you can't be ethical.
Yeah.
But they decided that they were also, you know, going to solve world hunger whilst they were at it. And, you know, they were going to solve the elephant crisis instead of just letting it go, which I actually had to shout at them to do. I was like, put your laptops down, put your phone down, please just leave me alone. Please just sit in silence for like 10 minutes. That's all I need. Oh.
And then, of course, neither of us done
no.
it. And then we both were like...
And then it nearly started again the other night, and it was me that started it. And I was like, gonna just
you brought it up that time.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
Yeah,
they're now saying that the most ethical thing is observation only, but
yeah,
our problem with this is the fact that
they're extortionate,
that they're very expensive.
Yeah,
and the fact that, like,
when will that change?
But also, how did they get the elephants, and is it now just the new fad of
They know that we don't want to ride them. We don't want to touch them.
And now we're saying, oh, you shouldn't wash them. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't feed them. You should leave them and just look at them. But, like, a lot of this, like, new observant only has only been around for, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
And, like, is this the exact same company that they used to ride them on?
Yeah.
And they just now weren't making a lot of money, so they've changed their branding. That's why we're like,
It's hard to...
Yeah.
It's hard to figure out, because you don't want to go with a new company because you don't know where it's came from. But like you said, established ones. But I think most established ones at one point would have had riding and all that,
mm-hmm,
because it was seen as acceptable and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, but it is great that they're now
Cause logging
not
wasn't,
doing that. Because logging was a massive thing, obviously.
Yeah.
And then it was made illegal.
And then riding, okay. Then it was no riding, now it's washing, now it's no washing, now it's observing only, and it's always changing.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, we've probably decided not to fund anything.
Yeah.
And that's, it's sad, but it's...
Yeah, because you want to help the elephants, but like we said in your actual video,
like
it's differentiating the difference of
what will
help we hinder. Like if you're actually still just encouraging them to go out and still break animals so that they can then rescue the animal, you don't know.
So let's move on to the last one of your travels, Lauren. What's your travels?
I've not done her positives.
I've not done any positives.
I've also not given you a negative.
Okay. Oh, I didn't think I had any.
Yeah,
I thought the elephant
Sean's
was mine.
Existence is his negative.
This week it is.
Oh my gosh. As Sean mentioned, I've not been particularly well this week. But Sean got sunburnt.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
What about my sunburn? My six pack.
Sean got sunburnt, just like I did.
Don't touch me. Oh, you touched my sunburn. Well, I'm pretty sure that you've complained about it more than I have.
Who's still burnt?
I didn't even think that's
me.
Where you were going with that. I thought it was the fact that he couldn't walk 5 feet without lifting his top to show everybody.
Where are they?
It's not that good now, but I had a six-pack burn on.
Nobody needs to do that in 7-11.
And it's not necessarily a negative about Sean, but an ick that he's definitely exposed me to this week is people that can't use snorkels to save themselves. Sean's face is flat. Right, we've discussed this, and that's not an insult to him.
It's just
the way his face is built. He can't put a snorkel mask on without inhaling half his face.
It doesn't fit on his face.
Spot below the nose and the mouth. It just opens on it. It's
major ick, though. Major.
So all I would see is Sean come out of the washing and go... Or better yet, Sean, how do snorkels work? How do you use snorkels?
Put it in your mouth.
And you keep it above water, yeah?
Yeah, not Sean.
You don't dive to the bottom and then inhale half the ocean.
And then
I did that a couple of times.
And then
but that's not the problem.
Why you're choking on the salt water.
The amount of time that I screamed, Sean! Not at the mouthpiece as well!
That was my fault. But the fact that it doesn't fit on your face and you go underwater and then if your mask just fills up with water and you're like waterboarding yourself while trying to swim is not a pleasant
thing. But you were
trying
to blame the mask. This doesn't have suction. Also, try tollies. Yeah, this also doesn't have suction. No, it's just your face.
I don't know if your nan's going to watch this.
Yeah.
But she might. So if you are watching this, Nan, your grandson that said he wasn't actually afraid of open water is terrified of open water.
Open water. No, don't even try and say that you're not wrong.
Let me explain this to the people.
No, because you were like, when we were literally sat with your nan, you were like, yeah, okay, I get it, but it doesn't really bother me that much. Sean, don't worry, but he's all right. He's in one piece. But Sean, we all went night swimming in the middle of the sea in the dark.
Well, the guy beforehand had a torch, and he's like, yeah, I'm just looking for dangerous jellyfishes, and what was it, the thing?
Manta rays.
I'm just, with a light about the size of, just a phone light, and I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. He's like, I don't know what that is. What is that? Is that a plastic bag? Oh, great. Yeah. Like, you jump in, mate, you're fine. And then I jump to the bottom with this mask that doesn't work, and, oh, look, there's thunder and lightning.
But no,
I'm okay because I'm the sharks might get me as well.
But that's not where your fear of.
I don't like anything touching me in the water.
Sean, Warren and I went in the water and before him, and I was like, oh, my skin feels a bit tingly. I think in hindsight it was because we're probably getting sunburnt.
Dry skin.
The salt water made our skin tingle. But of course, jellyfish do exist in Thailand. So Sean was like, I'm not going in the water. Can't make me go in the water. And I was like, well, I can.
But that was fine. If he just said, no, I don't want to get stung by a jellyfish. Don't want to risk it. And it wasn't a case of, no, I don't want to go in because I might get stung. It was, no, I just don't feel like going in.
And then he definitely got stung, didn't you, Sean? There was definitely something on your leg that caught you.
Definitely.
I just don't feel like going in the water then. I'm like, I'll go in a bit. Should I go in the water? Not like, honestly, I don't even want to go in the water. No, you
I'm
did.
Like, so you're
we're
telling me
scared.
That you've brought us to a beach and you're not even going to get in the sea?
What was the exact words we used? Fun sponge.
Don't want to hurry you up, but my batteries might die again soon because, you know, we...
All right, positives, Holly.
Wow.
My positive is Sean spent my money whilst I was out. No.
Wow.
My positive is that Sean lost my bandana.
carry on.
Sean, when one of the nights that I wasn't well and we went out for dinner, a gentleman that owns the restaurant. He's French himself, so obviously a Westerner, but he's been living in Thailand for 25 years, and he's like, I've experienced it, it's not fun, but there's this tea that you can try. Now, when you're in, like, desperate situations, you will try anything.
So, so a random guy gives you
a random, you know, I believe it's Chinese Western,
yeah.
Chinese medicine. It's some sort of tea. It works miracles.
Yeah.
Mm.
But... the other night, Sean went out and actually bought it for me.
Yeah.
And it helped. And he's been carrying it ever since, but now the room stinks.
Yeah.
It was 80p as well for,
yeah,
like,
for the
and that's probably
size
the,
of this.
The you could probably get about 100, maybe 200 out of it, because the teaspoon is like,
and then,
absolutely tiny. It's probably about a gram you use.
Yeah.
It's like,
you probably can't even see that.
Yeah.
Tiny bit.
But yeah.
But yeah, it's... for about 80p, yes.
And the positive probably for you is, I think in any other setting, Sean wouldn't have let me drink it.
Yeah.
I think you would have been very sceptical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the guy was...
because he was also Western.
Yeah.
Not to be...
No, but he'd also...
he'd
talked about experiences,
himself.
Yeah.
He was also very much like... it wasn't like he was trying to sell something to you. He
no,
was like,
no,
no,
he gave me
charge.
It for free to
like,
make me feel better, yeah.
To feel better, I know what it's like. Whereas if he tried to charge it, probably would have seen a little bit more.
Yeah.
Not dodgy.
Sus.
Yeah.
And your positive for Lauren this week? Wow.
Huh?
You've got nothing for you, Lauren?
I've got nothing left.
Wow.
You...
I had it, but I went on a tangent.
You've forgot now.
Yeah.
Hi, Sean.
Do you want to go back to your positive about Lauren?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay, Sean. I'll tell you the negative first, because your negative was quite hard to come up with, but something did pop into my head. If you look at last week's podcast, listen to last week's podcast, anything to do with last week's podcast, I got a bit of abuse because of the navigator. So, when Sean's greeting about his sunburn the other day, what's the first thing Holly said to me? Lauren, I'm going to use some of your Nivea. And I was like, ha ha, it would come in handy. So that's my negative, is that you abused me and then proceeded to use my abused product.
That can be your positive then.
That I brought, I am an overfagger and I brought the Nivea. But
actually, to be fair,
I just braided my ear.
And
the fact that you brought so much product, you're like, yeah, I've got some shampoo for you, Sean, you can borrow. You can borrow this, you can borrow that. It's like
toothpaste?
Yep. It's like, we're running out of stuff, and Lauren's like, yeah, I've got this,
I've
got that.
I got it.
Also, it's like, she makes sure she carries extra pills for me.
She has
backup suntan lotion. And now she's got a third job of checking, make sure I don't lose stuff, which is good.
Yeah, it's actually a job in itself being here with you.
Yeah.
Lauren did ask me if I was his carer the other day.
Yeah.
So
she chose not to comment. Sorry, I'm just getting my list up decide which one I'm showing.
You've got like 2 bars of battery, so you probably got about 10 minutes.
That's fine, I can do this quickly.
Just fire them off and then summarise at the end.
So...
but aggressive much? Just do them all.
So, I've specifically used one example for this, but there is numerous. Sean indoors. So, in our last place, the door didn't shut properly. Like, it didn't shut properly. Unless you pushed the little button on the back. The door wouldn't stay physically closed if you hadn't pushed the little button in the back to lock it. Me or Holly would go out, we would push the little button, we would shut the door. The door's blatantly shut. We would check it. What did Sean do? What would you do after it every single time?
I'd double check the door shut.
Double check the door, even though we've already done it. But, like, the annoying thing is, see when me and Holly then decided, well, no,
we're not
never
doing
mind
it.
That. I'm not even going to shut the door, Sean. You can do it. He's just going to leave the door open.
No, Sean, you'll shut it.
No, you're going to do it anyway, so why should we waste precious 3 seconds pushing the button and shutting the door?
But the better thing is you would push it in, or one of us would push it in, and we'd go out, and he'd turn the handle and be like, why is it not locking? Because you'd unlock the lock.
Yeah.
And then you press it again.
No, it shouldn't unlock it. It shouldn't unlock the handle, because that just makes it...
No, from the inside. You would twist the inside handle, thinking we hadn't already pressed the button.
No.
Yeah.
So, next one.
It's really annoying. And then your other one was... ADHD, really. And the fact that you're actually, like, a terrible YouTuber, because... Two reasons. Number one, you cannot for the life of you remember if we ever stayed any place that we've been to.
Oh my gosh, we stayed in Krabi for 5 days.
Not only could you not remember that it was Krabi, you couldn't remember the name of the place we were staying or how to spell it. I have never spelt that place, like a place, so many times. Or
and it's a four-letter word.
It's a four-letter word. There's four letters to remember, and I get your dyslexic.
T-I-Y-A. I can remember well.
Now you can remember it.
Sean, where are we now?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what this place is called.
But the other reason...
I wouldn't have a clue. If someone says, do I take you
back
to the hotel?
It rhymes.
Lantare Bay.
Oh, Lantare Bay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the other part of you being a terrible YouTuber is the fact that, can't keep batteries charged, can't keep mics charged, can't keep a gimbal charged, and then get shocked when it goes and dies, and then you go, oh, no, I've got another battery.
It's on its way out.
Yeah, we need to speak quickly.
Sorry, I'm talking fast. Try and make sure that people can understand me. Positives. You've been a wee trooper when you've been poorly. I know it's stealing John's one, but I was going to say it and he went first. You've done well. So you have. You've just dealt with it. You may have run away from us for a few times, but that was okay. We understood why. And positives for you. Don't know if there is anything. No. You've been nice to Holly mostly. Well, she's been poorly.
Have I?
Other than telling her to drink orange juice, which is really silly with a dodgy person.
Anyway, we're going to leave it there before this dies. So, thanks for watching, guys, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Travel Troubles. Next week will be Lauren's last week.
And we will be in Phuket.
This time.
So, I'll see you again...
next Thursday.
And I'll see you again...
Soon!